Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. We have been looking this week at the Word of the Lord on how we may overcome spiritual hindrances. As I shared as I began this message, there are many letters coming in, and I know some of God's people are in intense warfare and battles, and it's important that we pray for one another. As we do that, as we bear one another's burdens, we so fulfill the law of Christ. That's why I do invite you, generally at the end of every broadcast, if you have prayer needs, and there may be some things you really don't feel comfortable with anyone you know that you can share these concerns, know that when you write, it's between the Lord and yourself and me, and it goes no further. That's a sacred pledge that Brother Glass and I have always made to God's people for 50 years now. So, And I will pray and seek God in your behalf. And I just know that God answers prayer. There's power in agreement. And so, beloved, it's important that we do stand together, and you might feel almost overwhelmed right now with the things that have happened in your life, the way the enemy's been fighting. But aside from encouraging you to write and share those needs so I can stand with you, you also need tools on how to stand. And so we've been looking at the book of Nehemiah and learning how to overcome those hindrances that the enemy wants to place in your path. And generally it occurs when you've really set your face as a flint upon the things of God, when you really are trying to move on. You've said to the Lord, I don't want to stay in the same place I've been. I want to see your glory. I want to see answered prayer. I want to have victory over those areas in my life that I have sinned, I have failed. And I just sense that so many are just crying out to God to see deliverance, to see His power in manifested in a real concrete way in your life. And this is a brilliant example out of the pages of God's Word. Nehemiah was just heartsick. He saw the condition of the people of Israel. He saw how, and it was a result of their own disobedience, of course, but God's merciful. He knows we're going to stumble, where He knows we're going to fall, but He always makes provision. And so as Nehemiah cried unto the Lord, he repented before God, he fasted, he found favor with that heathen king, and the king sent him letters, sent him the supplies and provision, the timber that he needed, and gave him a sort of carte blanche to go and accomplish this work. And he was serving a daily task for the king. He was the king's cupbearer. And beloved, back in ancient times, that was a pretty responsible position. You know, someone could always seek to be poisoning the king. So watching the cup was really important. And so he had a position of responsibility. And I guess, obviously, the king had known the man enough to know that he was reliable, and so he had the favor of God upon him. And beloved, when we obey God, in spite of how the enemy fights, we're going to see God's favor. Now, he no sooner had arrived that the enemy started to rise up. We see through the individuals like Sanballat and Tobiah that they were actual individuals, and people may use individuals in your life, but nonetheless, we have to understand, we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness of this world. Beloved, God can use even loved ones to be used to the enemy to totally decimate you. In fact, sometimes that's His most effective tool. So God's people were immediately willing, but also the opposition was immediate. There were three three types of overt attacks: ridicule, bitter feelings, false accusations. And if you've, you know, I don't have time to go into detail. If you've ever missed a broadcast, just go to www.unveilchrist.org and you can click on the broadcast and they're archived there. You can hear anytime at your convenience. So we see by chapters 6 and 7, they're really desperate, and they try, outside of out-and-out warfare, which wasn't successful, they try another three assaults, and they're quite different from the previous. They're more cunning and subtle. And we ended yesterday's broadcast by looking at crafty suggestion and psychological warfare. In the opening verses of chapter 6, they said, "Come, let's meet and reason together." And of course, that's very appealing to the political mind, to the carnal mind. It seems logical. We can work this out. It appeals to the mind and to the intellect. But remember, the roaring lion can easily become an angel of light. Do what is ever necessary. He always combines some truth with error, and that's how he succeeds in many times. So what we see, that we cannot compromise in the spiritual realm. And the reason that Nehemiah had the strength that he did, aside from being so prayerful, is he was really convinced. He did not doubt that God had sent him. Remember, he spent a lot of time. This wasn't an impulsive thing. Oh, you know, I think I'll just go to Jerusalem. He spent time weeping and mourning and fasting before the Lord. That implies some time. And because of that commitment, we see God opened tremendous doors, favor with the king, provision. Now, of course, we have to understand, even though we're absolutely in God's will, don't think because you are in God's will, the enemy won't attack. Look at the Apostle Paul, bless his heart, this wonderful, amazing saint of God, a missionary to the Gentiles, all the persecutions and trials and all the things that he faced, he was absolutely in the will of God. Look at all the most of the New Testament, God gave him the anointing to be able to write, but he was greatly hindered. So, beloved, don't be surprised. As Peter said, don't be, you know, shocked that this is some great, this fiery trial that comes upon you. It's just part and parcel of being part of God's army. Praise God. And so what was going on here? We see the scheme was to draw Nehemiah away from his work and people. And beloved, the devil is ever trying to entangle the Christian so that he can't be in his place of duty. You know, you might plan on going to church, but something, well, always comes up. You know what? We have to keep focused on God's will. And that's what Jesus did. And please understand my heart right now. God has raised up various ministries. There are prophetic ministries. They address the ills and evil of the time, and they try to understand prophetic developments, and praise God for them. But beloved, as far as this ministry is concerned, I feel a burden from the Lord to preach the Word of God. Did you ever know that Jesus did not address the social ills of his day? Here he was, the Son of God. He did not cry out against the iniquities of Rome. He was, in fact, his own disciples were very, very disappointed in him because they wanted the kingdom to be returned to Israel then. They wanted the Roman bondage off of their neck to be broken. But Jesus didn't come to do that. That's what we want. You know, we want to see results, but you know what? We're in the world, but not of it. We have to be commissioned and aware and faithful to God's will. Were there iniquities? Were there terrible evils in Jesus' day? Of course there were. But he didn't focus on them. He focused on the kingdom of God. He was interested in preaching the gospel of the kingdom of beloved. That's what we need to do, because hell is real, beloved. Those who refuse and reject the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's why there's such an urgency on my heart and all those who are serving the Lord. Beloved, those who reject Jesus are going to spend eternity in hell. And that's a dreadful place to be. God never created it for man. He created it for Satan and his fallen angels. But the great sin is refusing the salvation, the great salvation that is offered through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, we need to keep focused. We need to be concerned about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. As we do this, all these other things will be added to us. And nominal Christianity, the world. They ever want us to be social, seeker friendly, join this club, participate in this activity. Let's just pull together. There is that tremendous force operating today. Let's just overlook our differences, various denominations. Let's just join forces. But God's word says, come out from among them and be ye separate. Beloved, even on an individual level, too many Christians are lacking time for prayer, Bible study, true fellowship, and koinonia, which is a tremendous source of strength and encouragement. Beloved, there's no greater work than the work of the Lord, and we should always give it first place. Let me read now chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. This is Nehemiah's response after their suggestion to conference together. Listen to what the servant of the Lord says. And I sent messages unto them, saying, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. He says, I'm doing a great work. That shows he had tremendous personal conviction of the importance of his spiritual work and efforts. But you know what, beloved? The enemy never takes no for an answer. He keeps trying four times in Nehemiah's case. And then, let's go on. Then, if psychological warfare doesn't work, he tries intimidation. Let me read verses 5 through 9. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner the fifth time with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, it is reported among the heathen, and Geshmu saith it, they even give specific names, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king, according to their words, and thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I sent unto him, saying, there are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. So they try intimidation. Well, beloved, my time has just flown by, and maybe with the Lord's help, we'll finish this tomorrow. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. I look forward to hearing from you. Again, I stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. And if you have needs, please, if the Holy Spirit's prompting, obey that prompting, for he has a reason. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.